Hey, what is up? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Scott Lowe, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. I am here to help you practice your pronunciation, comprehension, and vocabulary building skills. But you don't have to stop what you're doing if you're cooking, driving, or something like that, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing and listen and practice along with me. Today, we're going to listen to a dialogue about food, which is an awesome topic no matter where you are. Before we start, remember that you need to concentrate on the episode on what we're saying here so that you can really practice. And you can read this dialogue along with some explanations on our portal, en.fluencytv.com. And most important of all, you have to repeat after me, speaking out loud, using your voice. So get ready, turn up the volume, and grab some water so that you can speak up every time you hear this sound. The more you repeat out loud, the more you're going to remember what you learn, and the more confident you will feel about your pronunciation. So, this dialogue is between Nina and Jared. When we listen for the first time, see how much of it you can understand, and try to find out what Jared is looking for, okay? Listen up.
Hey, did you go grocery shopping last week?
Yeah, why?
I can't find the chocolate chips.
Did you check the cabinet above the sink?
No, not yet. Hold on. Here it is.
What do you need them for?
I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet.
Oh, that sounds delicious. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. I can't wait.
Wait, the chocolate what? And what is he making? Let's listen again.
Hey, did you go grocery shopping last week?
Yeah, why?
I can't find the chocolate chips.
Did you check the cabinet above the sink?
No, not yet. Hold on. Here it is.
What do you need them for?
I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet.
Oh, that sounds delicious. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. I can't wait.
Okay, now let's get started. Jared speaks first. He says, "Hey, did you go grocery shopping last week?" Grocery is a noun that describes food in general. So, grocery shopping means going to a supermarket and getting stuff to prepare your meals over the week. Repeat. Hey. Did you go grocery? The pronunciation here is a bit different, so we can kind of divide it in two. Gross-ry. Repeat. Gross-ry. Grocery. Shopping. Last week. Hey, did you go grocery shopping last week? Hey, did you go grocery shopping last week? Nina's reply is short and quick. She says, "Yeah, why?" Repeat after me. Yeah. Why? Yeah, why? Yeah, why? And then Jared explains. He says, "I can't find the chocolate chips." Chips are those tiny flat pieces of chocolate that go in cookies, cakes, and muffins, for example. Say it with me. I can't find the chocolate chips. I can't find the chocolate chips. I can't find the chocolate chips. Okay, so Jared needs to find chocolate chips for something, right? Now Nina says, did you check the cabinet above the sink? Above means at the top of or over something, but usually without touching that thing. So she is referring to the storage space over the sink. Repeat after me. Did you check? Did you check? As we heard this part in the original dialogue, we have some linking sounds here. So try to say it just like me. Did you check? Did you check? The cabinet? Above the sink? Did you check the cabinet above the sink? Did you check the cabinet above the sink? Nice work. After that, Jared replies saying, no, not yet. Hold on. Here it is. All right, so while he was speaking, he finally found the chocolate chips in the cabinet that Nina mentioned. Repeat. No, not yet. No, not yet. Hold on. No, not yet. Hold on. Hold on is one of many ways you can say wait more politely. Say it again. No, not yet. Hold on. Here it is. Here it is. No, not yet. Hold on. Here it is. Okay, so he found it, and now Nina says, what do you need them for? Repeat. What do you need them for? What do you need them for? Note that the preposition for is at the end of the sentence, and this happens a lot in questions that start with words like which, what, and how. They often end with the preposition that goes with the verb. In this case, it's part of need something for. So, let's say it again. What do you need them for? This can happen with other prepositions like of and to, for example. You ask, what is this made of? What is this made of? To know what fabric or material that object is made of. Repeat, what is this made of? What is this made of? Okay, great. Now let's go back to our dialogue sentence and move on. Repeat. What do you need them for? And finally, Jared explains with, I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet. All right, hold on. Let's split that up. Repeat. I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. Yum! That sounds amazing. So now we know why he was looking for those chocolate chips. Say it again before we continue. I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm making them extra. Extra. Creamy. Crunchy. Note here that we have the N sound and then the CH sound here, and it can be a little bit tricky. You can try to split the word in two. Crun. Chi. Crun. Chi. Crunchy. And sweet. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet. To make something extra simply means to make it more intense than usual. So, extra creamy means more creamy than it normally is. Let's go again. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet. Man, that sounds so good. So now Nina says, "Oh, that sounds delicious. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. I can't wait." Repeat. That sounds delicious. That sounds delicious. Oh, that sounds delicious. It's exactly. Hold on. Let's do that word again. You really don't have to say the T in this word. It almost sounds like exactly. Exactly. Let's repeat. Exactly. What I'm in the mood for. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. So, to be in the mood for means to want or wish for something in that moment. So, let's go again. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. I can't wait. All right, awesome job. So now, students, do you like to eat cookies? How about chocolate chip cookies? Well, I love them, so I'm probably going to go bake some after we finish this episode. Anyway, now that we're finished, it's time to listen to the whole dialogue for the last time. So, come on.
Hey, did you go grocery shopping last week?
Yeah, why?
I can't find the chocolate chips.
Did you check the cabinet above the sink?
No, not yet. Hold on. Here it is.
What do you need them for?
I'm baking some chocolate chip cookies tonight. I'm making them extra creamy, crunchy, and sweet.
Oh, that sounds delicious. It's exactly what I'm in the mood for. I can't wait.
And now we are finished. So, was it easier to understand everything this time? Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and make sure you tune in for next week's episode. Keep up the great work. And hey, don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms at Fluency TV English. Well, I'll talk to you next time. Peace out.